AI narrated audio generated from ShareaMaestro market research. Full article. Permian Resources clears $20, but scarce E&P pressure keeps the rally on a short leash. PR rose 5.5% for the week and remains 10.3% above its weekly trend line. But volume ran at only 0.8 times average, while market dynamics stayed negative. Research brief. Permian Resources closed at $20.21 on 17 July, advancing 5.5% for the week and 9.8% over 4 weeks. The stock's 29-week active trend signal and positive relative strength keep the weekly read constructive, but negative activity pressure, below average volume, and a 42.7% premium to ShareaMaestro fair value make confirmation the central issue. Key points. 1. PR's weekly close of $20.21 sits 10.3% above the $18.32 trend line and 10.0% below the $22.45 52-week high. 2. The stock gained 5.5% on the week, broadly matching the U.S. oil and gas E&P average of 5.49%, while its 9.8% four-week return is stronger than the industry's 2.9%. 3. Trend backdrop is active for a 29-week streak, and relative strength is positive, but market dynamics remain negative at -0.86. 4. Participation is not yet persuasive. Latest volume was 43.1 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average of 54.5 million. 5. Valuation distance is a risk marker, with the close 42.7% above ShareaMaestro fair value of $14.16. Price action stays constructive, but not clean. Permian Resources finished the week at $20.21, up 5.5%, pushing the stock back into the upper end of its one-year range at 79.4%. The move leaves PR 10.3% above its $18.32 weekly trend line, preserving an active trend signal that has now run for 29 weeks. The longer view is still supportive, with 26-week and 52-week returns of 42.7% and 56.1%, respectively. Although the latest 12-week return is slightly negative at -0.6%. That mix explains the balanced setup score of 63. The share price is holding above trend, and relative strength remains positive, but the advance is not yet confirmed by market dynamics or volume. The stock is still 10.0% below its $22.45 52-week high, so the next phase is less about whether the rebound exists and more about whether demand broadens enough to challenge the prior high. Energy context is supportive. E&P breadth is less so. The sector backdrop helped. U.S. energy gained an average 2.8% for the week and 5.6% over 4 weeks, with 57.0% of sector names showing active weekly trend signals and 78.0% posting positive relative strength. PR ranked in the 78th percentile among 226 U.S. energy stocks, a solid relative position, even if refiners such as PBF Energy, HF Sinclair, Valero, and Marathon Petroleum delivered much stronger short-term returns. The industry read is more selective. U.S. oil and gas E&P names averaged a 5.49% weekly gain, almost identical to PR's 5.5%. But only 27.9% of the group had active weekly trend signals, and just 1.6% showed positive market dynamics. PR's 9.8% four-week advance stands well above the E&P average of 2.9%, placing it near the stronger end of its industry. But the group's narrow pressure profile argues against treating the move as broad-based confirmation. Signal shows strength in trend, weakness in participation. ShareaMaestro's signal stack is split. The trend backdrop is active. Price remains comfortably above the trend line, and relative strength has improved, with the latest reading at 15.57. Activity pressure, however, is still negative at -0.86, even after a modest four-week improvement, leaving the setup short of a fresh positive market dynamics confirmation. Volume reinforces that caution. PR traded 43.1 million shares in the latest week, below both the 13-week average of 54.5 million and the 52-week average of 56.2 million, giving a 0.8 participation ratio on both measures. The prior two positive weeks also came on 38.0 million and 43.1 million shares, far below the heavier demand seen in March and early May. A stronger participation week would make the trend case more convincing. Risk is mostly about valuation distance and volatility. The stock is 42.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $14.16, a premium that can be sustained when momentum and participation are aligned, but becomes a risk when activity pressure is negative. Weekly volatility has also picked up, with 13-week volatility at 5.3% versus a 52-week base of 4.1%. The distribution is still more favorable than not. PR has posted 32 up weeks against 20 down weeks over the past year, with average gains of 3.7% versus average losses of 3.4%. Even so, sharp losses account for 15.4% of recent weekly buckets. What to watch next is straightforward: whether the trend line near $18.32 continues to hold, whether activity pressure turns positive, and whether any push toward the 52-week high arrives on materially stronger volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.